This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
No, are you sure it's the measles?
Well, he certainly got all the symptoms. A slight temperature, a lot of dots, and a great big smile.
A great big smile?
No school for a few days.
Boy, this is the life, isn't it?
Yeah, if you have to get sick, you sure can't beat the measles.
That's right.
No medicine.
Inside or out. Like shots, I mean.
Don't even mention shots.
Yeah.
Well, all the kids have now had the measles.
So have I.
Well, I had them years ago. Looks like the Bradys are finished with the measles.
All right, y'all, it's official. The Brady Bunch is anti-vaccine. The Brady Bunch are a bunch of anti-vaxxers. Did you hear it? What is the littlest Brady, Super Don, the youngest Brady? What was her name Cindy? In the show? Cindy. Little Cindy says, I don't want to hear anything from shots. Well, that's it. We should now ban all reruns of the Brady Bunch because they're a bunch of anti-vaxxers. Did you hear that? They were laughing about the measles, happy
it's
they didn't go to
school. It's a dangerous show that is promoting the measles as fun.
Wow.
And the kids should get it, and they look forward to it, right?
And being against shots, I mean, gosh, how dare they, right? How did that show ever make it to air? Wow. You know, was it that the network executives were all anti-vaxxers way back then? Huh? Wow. Marsha. Puts on new meaning to that, huh? Listen, folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Hour 2 tonight. And I want to thank Jonathan Ebord for cranking it up for the Sacred Fire of Liberty tonight. We had a good time, and Super Don is back with us and sounding good now. And I'm happy for that, Super D. And I'm sorry that you missed the discussion, particularly, and this was for those of you listening on radio, this is why the YouTube later is so amazing, because we get to continue our discussion on the breaks. And Jonathan was relating stories about interactions with Ruth Bader Ginsburg before she was a Supreme Court justice and the keen intellect that she does indeed have. And as Jonathan, as you know, as a constitutionally grounded conservative, right, libertarian conservative, maybe not agree with her politics, but darn it, you didn't attack her. She's a smart lady. She's very intelligent. So, again, there is civility and there can be civility even when there is disagreement. But apparently the Democrats have lost all potential or actual reality when it comes to that. So that's all the political healing we have time for tonight, folks, unless Super Don has something to add to that.
No, I think we can move on. We had a really good hour with Jonathan Ebord going over a lot of good stuff that we didn't get to the other day, you know, the day after the election. So, you know, you opened up with the Brady Bunch measles. Why did you do that?
Well, because there's some more stories coming out of the medical journals, including the BMJ, about this topic. That's right. There's vaccine updates going on right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All the links are in the show notes there at robertscottbell.com. And the letter to the BMJ, and it's It's footnoted, so it's connecting to peer-reviewed articles or other literature in the peer-reviewed medical journals. This is appearing in the British Medical Journal recently. And the headline to this says this, wild versus artificial exposure to measles are not equal. So little Cindy Brady was on to something when she says, no, don't talk to me about shots. And all the happiness of mom and dad of the Brady Bunch going, yep, we got our measles out of the way. We're all good. It's not the end of the world as we know it. And so the experts have acknowledged that the current measles vaccine cannot eradicate measles. Tell us the Senator Richard Dickey Pan. Cannot eradicate measles because of primary and secondary failure. Again, this has got an end note or footnote there specific to where in the literature it shows, in fact, that the vaccine itself cannot eradicate measles. Okay? Primary and secondary failures. Studies have found that the concentration and duration of maternal antibody protection for infants with vaccinated mothers is lower and shorter than protection provided by non-vaccinated mothers. Again, as we're going through this paper in the BMJ, referencing the difference between artificial immunity, which is no immunity at all, right, induced through vaccination, and acquisition of immunity through wild-type measles, for instance, infection. It has been found that even a third dose of the MMR cannot boost protection for any length of time. Again, footnoted to another peer-reviewed article, leaving most adults unprotected. So the idea that they, through herd immunity, we're going to protect everybody via vaccination. No, herd immunity happened because everybody knew to get their kids, like the Brady Bunch, over to another family who has children who now have measles. And chickenpox, for that matter. And get her done. And these kids are healthier, more adjusted, and have more sincere, or what I would call genuine, naturally acquired immunity. Now, this doesn't mean that there's no potential for reacquisition or, let's say, reactivation of latent or dormant viruses, if you call the cause of these diseases viruses, measles or chickenpox. Because the reality is, if you become immune depleted, immunocompromised due to destruction of your gastrointestinal tract through antibiotic therapy. By the way, you know, I want to bring a movie reference right now. I haven't seen the movie yet, Bohemian Rhapsody. Super Don, have you seen this new movie about Queen and Freddie Mercury?
I have not seen that yet. I'm planning on going to see it, though.
Yeah, well, the people that have seen it told me it's very good. It's intense, and it's a serious issue of, you know, Freddie Mercury's life as well. I don't know how accurate it is. I will just say this, that when it comes to Freddie Mercury and the AIDS and the eventual death of Freddie Mercury, it wasn't due to HIV. That's, again, a ruse. It's a scam. The lifestyle he led of debauchery. Yeah, I'll say that. Don't think I'm judging. I'm just going to define the term and understand. If it was a heterosexual doing that, the stuff they did, it's a mess and it creates lots of sexually transmitted infections or diseases, depending on how you want to do it. STDs, STIs. And, of course, that results in what? Repetitive use of antibiotics on top of the other drugs that were used, illicit and or pharmaceutical, that destroy the immune system, resulting in what? The immune collapse means anything can kill you. And they called it AIDS. Acquired immune deficiency syndrome, and blamed a retrovirus they didn't even have a test for. And then poisoned them to death with AZT, like they did most people in the 90s who were given the AIDS diagnosis. All right, now y'all didn't think I was going there tonight, but hey, a topical reference to a movie in the memory of Freddie Mercury, the most amazing voice in rock and roll history, in my opinion. So the idea of vaccinating people into this, and that was another thing, and John Rappaport has written about this most extensively over the years. In fact, we might even have an article recently at robertscatbell.com talking about the idea of an HIV vaccine, right? Because in the era of HIV, fantasy that it is, pharmaceutical fantasy that it is, an antibody, which used to mean you had successfully encountered and overcome and now you were immune to something, right? Isn't that what vaccines are supposed to do? But in the era of HIV, it means you're going to die, a horrible death. So if they give you an HIV vaccine, they said, well, you're going to have to carry around a piece of paper everywhere you go when you get HIV tests, and they say you have AIDS, to say, no, it's different because I was vaccinated. So the positive test is because I was. What's the difference in the antibody? I'll leave it at that. But the idea that they can eradicate measles via vaccination, it's not the same as natural immunity. The vaccine is highly contaminated with glyphosate from the gelatin. Again, peer-reviewed article there. MMR contains fragmented fetal DNA in the rubella portion. Wow, there's a lot of problems with this vaccine. Merck has been accused of falsifying the efficacy of the mumps portion of their vaccine by insiders at Merck, whistleblowers. There's a lawsuit going on. There's a lot more to this. But the idea that a vaccine is going to eradicate disease, the height of arrogance and immunological ignorance. Now, there's an anti-vaccine advertisement, apparently, that's been banned because it claims that all vaccines can kill. And I don't know, was this in, this is out of the UK, but was this on Facebook or something, a Facebook ad, Superdome?
Yes, this was an advertisement that was on Facebook. And it's they took issue with it because there was a statement that was made in the advertisement, which is that all it said that all vaccinations can kill children.
Right, which is, it's true, it can. I'm not saying that it does in every case, but they said, no, no, you can't say that. Why? Well, then they said, well, look, all of the evidence is right here in the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Court in the United States, where every vaccine has been blamed for severe reactions, consequences, and even death. And people have been compensated for it. But because the National Vaccine Compensation Court, unconstitutional as it is, says, well, just because we give you money doesn't mean that the vaccine actually did it. So based on that, they said, nope, you can't advertise. You cannot advertise with that statement. Yet how many drugs, if you took, well, even appropriately, going back to the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA 2000, the Starfield report that became known, third leading cause of death, properly used, administered, and ingested pharmaceutical drugs. We're now talking just prescriptions, not OTC. OTC is another problem. Third leading cause of death. If you put an ad up that, you know, every drug can kill, would you be telling the truth? Yeah. Is it possible that some kids have died? Not only possible, it's happened, have died from vaccines. And they want to ban that speech, but they'll continue to promote the use of drugs that can kill you unabated. You could say whatever you want about those drugs. If it eats your genitals alive, which we've talked about drugs doing that, they won't even pull it from the market, the FDA. And you could probably still advertise that on Facebook. Finally, the vaccine court even admitted that the chickenpox vaccine is devastating. And it permanently disabled a young boy. Lost use of all of his limbs. Not even quadriplegic. They took it up to another level, this kid, after having a well child visit at 13 years of age from the varicella chickenpox vaccine. Why would we ever consider a chickenpox vaccine, much less a measles vaccine and everything else? We have a ways to address these childhood rites of passage, these infections that actually train our immune system and strengthen it. We have homeoprophylaxis. We have silver hydrosol. We have other immunomodulators. We have a healthy microbiome and all of these things, much more profound, powerful, and necessary for the continuation of the species, which are being slowly decimated by a pharmaceutical church that wants you to vaccinate all your kids.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Why is the black man black and the white man white?
GodSaidManSaid.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sin Bones, St. Peter's Fish, hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Y'all check out the show notes. And, in fact, if you haven't signed up for email alerts, we rarely, if ever, do it, but eventually we've got to. In fact, I was talking with Paul Barrichello to do some kind of online webinar like they're doing at The Truth About Cancer. They're going to do one about echo water and frequencies and cool stuff, and I love doing that. But we got to send that out through email lists, apparently, maybe social media, too. So, drop your email in there at robertscottbell.com. What is it? Does it still say that strange thing that I couldn't read correctly? Get Robert Scott Bell in your inbox.
You fixed it. We talked about it. So now it says, get Robert Scott Bell in your inbox. With a hyphen.
That's easier to read.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was reading that wrong, and it just didn't sound right. So anyway, thanks for doing that. Yeah. I think I see the banner for the TTAC. I think that one, the nine parts, expired by now, so you can pull that one out. We got Echo Water. We got Better Way Health. We got all kinds of good stuff.
If you click on it. It still takes you over to Truth About Cancer. So,
all right. Well, yeah, keep it rolling on there. So thank you all for listening on radio. If you miss a show or even a part of the show, it's available right here on GCN or Home and Broadcast Radio Syndication. GCNLive.com is an archive. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio. Hello, our British buddies. And YouTube. And occasionally, like, segments right now on Brighteon. Things that jump out or we think, you know, that really needs to get on over there because we don't want it banned by YouTube. And so we'll continue with that. So as of now, even though it's been quiet on the question front, apparently somebody snuck one through.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, Super Don, I see this question comes from somebody, initials PC. PC, do you think that's personal computer or politically correct? What do you think is that from? Who's that from?
Popping Chromium. That's what it means.
Okay, very good. Popping Chromium. Do you want to read me this question of the day? That would be helpful. Yeah.
You betcha. This is from PC. Okay. PC says, I'm using GTF Chromium to reverse type 2 diabetes symptoms.
Okay.
I'm using a brand other than the Innate brand for cost, and also because the supplement contains vanadium.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I was taking...
Well, first thing, Super Don, I will just interrupt. Because that first statement, I'm using GTF Chromium to reverse type 2 diabetes symptoms. No. Okay. No, you're not.
No?
No. If PC's paying attention, you're doing it to reverse type 2 diabetes. Period.
Oh. Well,
this is not a symptom management show.
Well, all right. Potato, potato. If you reverse type 2 diabetes, then you also get rid of the symptoms, right?
Right. But the thing is, all right. I'll let it go for now. But I'm a little...
Okay.
A little annoyed already on this question. Right. Go ahead. Okay. And now you're saying they're using a different brand than Innate because.
I'm gonna stop myself here for a moment because in what's being said here, GTF. So GTF stands for what?
Glucose tolerance factor.
So glucose tolerance factor chromium that is not Innate.
And it's not. It can't be 100% whole food. I don't believe it is. But
I don't know. Weird. Anyway. All right. So moving on.
Yeah.
PC says, I was taking only 2 per day, but as per your video, I've upped it to 4.
As per my video, but if you're not taking what I'm telling you to take in this, or what I'm showing you I'm taking, how do I know what is even in it, much less how much? Are you, PC, does PC tell us?
Well, he says, how long, he wants to know if, how long do you suppose it'll be before he sees improvement, or she sees improvement? Yeah. Apparently PC has experienced some changes, saying that upping the dose caused PC to feel more awake and have more energy. He doesn't know if that might be a fluke or not.
Okay.
So, all right, PC. I mean, there's a lot of questions here, isn't there? Really unanswered questions.
I mean, how am I going to tell you how long it would take? I mean, everybody's different, but I know with the Innate, you're talking from a couple of days to a couple of weeks, but the reversal can be months depending on severity, and it's 100 micrograms 4 times a day to reverse the serious situations like this. And if you up the dose of whatever you are taking, which we're not sure what that is, with or without vanadium, and you feel a little bit more awake and have more energy, that's a good sign. That means you're getting some benefit, some of the chromium. But most of the forms of chromium out there, they're not 100% whole foods. You get a fraction of the total benefit you would get if you took the 100% whole food form. So, PC, you call Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077. And you get the 100% whole food form. If it's a couple of bucks more, I don't know how much more it is than what you're taking. But what's the price of reversing it, not treating the symptoms, reversing it altogether? Is it worth it, you think? Partial versus full? PC, I'll let you make the call. And if you want to get me more details on that, that's fine. You can do a follow-up. Hey, when we come back, taxes on your meat? Also, vegetarians are going to be mad at us. I promise.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
USA Radio News.
Less than 24 hours after a gunman opened fire inside a Thousand Oaks, California bar, killing at least 12 people, including a sheriff's sergeant, the city of Thousand Oaks will hold a community vigil, and Pepperdine University will hold a prayer service as well tonight. We're starting to hear many stories from people that were inside the bar and survived.
I was on the side area, you could say, like the stage. And where I was looking was directly of where the guy walked in and started shooting. And yeah, I can't believe I saw it with my own two eyes. Like, it just freaks me out.
A federal appeals court in San Francisco ruled against the Trump administration today, saying the government cannot immediately end the DACA program that gives undocumented immigrants a chance to live and work in the United States without threat of being deported. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
I mentioned this earlier. I think it might have been on the break, so maybe our radio listeners couldn't hear it. But this month's edition of the American Chiropractor Magazine, it's volume 40, number 11, 2018. And I don't know if it might be published also on the website, theamericanchiropractor.com. I don't know, Superdon, if you can go to theamericanchiropractor.com. I don't know if they have this article I wrote for them. The FDA versus homeopathy is the lead article for this month's edition. So all of you lovely doctors of chiropractic out there, and I get it, there's schism in chiropractic as well. There are more medically oriented chiropractors, there are more holistic, you know. I'm not getting in the middle of that. There's enough of that with homeopathy as well, but we should and could align homeopathic and chiropractic, very similar in terms of removing interference to you know, fully facilitate healing in you. So it's on page 28. Let me see if I can open it up really for those. I showed it to the folks on YouTube earlier. But there's a picture also of Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, the memorial in Washington, D.C., the only physician honored with a memorial. The only doctor honored with a memorial in our nation's capital is Dr. Samuel Hahnemann from Germany, the founder of homeopathic medicine. Take that, skeptics. All right, how's that? Sound effects and everything. Now, other good news. Tampa, I'm coming for you. Tampa Bay area. Abby's Health Food Store. It's an institution in Tampa. Abby's is hosting me on Thursday, I believe it's the 29th. Let me just double check that, of November. So this month, later in the month, is, let's see, today, 28th. No, it's the 29th. Thursday, the 29th of November. We're going to be doing a live, open to the public, as far as I know, free lecture for you. So all my friends and fans in the Tampa Bay area, please spread the word. I don't know if they've officially put the word out, but you heard it here first. So that's what's going on. And this isn't me delaying going into the topic of diet, meat versus vegetarian. Honestly, Super Don, I have grown callous to this whole argument that you have to be one way or the other. You know that? And I think you are this way as well. We're like, you know what? Just find out what works for you and live it and let other people live what works for them. And if you think your way is better, use your keen intellect to be an example and to show others why your way is better, and then allow them the freedom to come to it if they want or reject it if they want. Wouldn't that be a nice place to live?
Wouldn't it be nice? Yes, I agree. That's the way it should be. And we're going to find out here towards the end of the segment there's a word for that.
Oh, yeah. If you'd like a
label, we've got one for you. But
everybody, what was that old commercial? If you like it on the table, there's Libby's on the
Libby's
label.
On the label.
Remember that? Yeah.
I do.
So basically, there are people proposing a global meat tax. A global meat tax, right? Does it mean any meat? I mean, all meat? They're going to. A global meat tax.
WHO. Red meat, meat and sausage, bacon.
This could
seriously cause World War III, I think, if they actually
don't mess with people who like their meat, right?
Red meat, such as beef, lamb, and pork, they say is carcinogenic when eaten in processed forms. We would not disagree with that. Mm. Health officials declared that unprocessed red meat, like steak and burgers, are probably carcinogenic.
Unprocessed? Well, once again, I get that. If it's unprocessed, it's better, yes. But what kind of animals were they? How were they grown? What were they fed? What drugs were they on? These things are not brought up in this WHO declaration. We want to put a tax on all meat.
They do. They want to put a tax on red meat consumption.
Mm-hmm.
To try and reduce health problems and death and things. And, you know, I don't know. I don't want to see taxes put on anything, especially from the World Health Organization. Screw you guys.
Right.
You can take your tax and stick it where the enema goes.
It in their syringes that they want to inject all third world babies.
Well, that's true.
Well, and I don't want them to do that either. But the point of the WHO, it's a pharmaceutically conflicted organization. They are not invested in your health. There are global initiatives related to the health of the pharmaceutical industry, not the health of the people. Now, what is our position here on the Robert Scott Bell Show? And I don't know, Super Don, if you can disagree, you have carte blanche to do so. But isn't it to eat cleaner, to make better choices about the quality of the
clean
food that
up.
You choose to eat?
The thing I love about your message, because there are a lot of people that get stuck on this. You know what? I can't do everything that perfectly that I'm supposed to do right now. So screw it. I'm gonna eat Twinkies. You know, it's like no. You can take baby steps. Even as long as you're doing something.
Eat baby food.
To clean things up. Baby food.
Organic. Clean baby food.
Organic baby food. I suppose you could. Yeah.
Don't take the baby food away from the baby though. If you want that, just get your own. Get your own is my point there.
So anyway, they want to do this meat tax because they say consuming red meat kills people, and that if you got people to cut back on eating red meat, that it would reduce health care costs.
Right.
Globally, blah blah blah. Okay, whatever. I don't know. I'm more of a freedom guy,
The power to tax is the power to destroy. And also recognize as well that taxation is a form of mind control and behavior control. It's social engineering. Taxes on things that they say should be sin taxes, like cigarettes. Now, cigarettes should not be on the market in the way they are, because most cigarettes are not tobacco anymore. They're very little tobacco. It's a chemical cocktail. And that is different from growing tobacco organically, putting in a thing and breathing it in. If you want to do that, it's different. I'm not endorsing to say everybody should do that, but the point is it's different.
I'll tell you what, on that note, I did see an article earlier today. The new statistics have come out.
Yeah.
On cigarette smoking in the U.S., we have hit again an all-time low. We've gotten it down to 14% of the people in the United States are smoking cigarettes, which I think is a huge victory. Yeah.
Now, I don't know how much taxes have played a role in that, because obviously there are heavy package taxes on those things. But still, I think it's the consciousness shift. Certainly, yes, you'll get some people say it's too expensive. But really, again, that's behavior control through government. I don't believe in those centralized bureaucracies. I don't want the federal government to do it. Much less a unelected global bureaucracy at the United Nations, or what the EU is to each member of the European Union, or England, and why they went Brexit on you.
All right.
Now, we have argued that eating less meat for most people would be advantageous. Super Don, remember when we had Not a Doc on? We talked about that, it being a garnish,
meat
right?
Meat is a garnish,
yes. A little bit, and the vast majority should be vegetables, fruits. Right. If you do grains, make sure they're 100% whole and not soaked in glyphosate, truly organic. And then you find what works best for you. Some of our listeners, and I remember Steve Cooksey, went on a paleo diet that no caveman ate, because they didn't have access to eating a mastodon every day.
Cured his diabetes.
We'll acknowledge that, because he went on food that was cleaner than processed foods. And again, the risk long term, I've said this, is too much protein for your knees. Now, Cooksey was super active. He's like almost an Olympic athlete, the kind of stuff he was doing. He could tolerate a lot more animal protein because he was using it and repairing and rebuilding. But the average American is not that active, more sedentary, and that could be poison for you, eating too much. Too much protein is not good. So we would side on, I guess, what they're calling, what is this called? What are they called now? This term you were going to say? Flexitarian?
Oh, flexitarian, yeah.
Yeah. So, but this jumped over the one story I didn't want to cover.
It
because
did. And this is an important detail, I think.
I really don't want to do this story, though.
Well, look, I got to ask the question here. Mm-hmm. Do you think a lot of Democrats are vegetarian?
A lot more, maybe.
Maybe than Republicans, because Republicans like to have the cookouts with the beef.
Sure.
And right?
Yeah.
And so, and the reason why I ask is, if we cut back on red meat consumption, I don't think it might be a good idea, because according to science, here's the headline, vegetarians are more miserable than meat eaters.
Really? Oh, yeah. See, this is why I didn't want to do this, because we have a lot of vegetarian listeners, and
going to say it's junk science, or they're going to send us hate mail. But
I love my vegetarian. I even love the vegan. I have vegan friends. But where we draw the line is the militant dieters of any kind, even the militant meat eaters,
like
the Weston A. Pricer. The Weston A. Pricers that think you should eat a cow every day. I mean, there's. And Liam got us in trouble so many times because he would take on all sides in this regard. And I think we're asking for perspective here. We're not dictating to you how you should eat, other than we would encourage you to eat cleaner, find out what works for you. And we'll address scientific revelations as they come to us in terms of how the body utilizes these things. But just as one of the most brilliant men to ever walk the planet, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, had said, not one diet is right for everybody. And in dealing with the most devastating forms of cancer, he found that depending on the individual who had that cancer, he would have to determine what their body's needs were. And it differed. Some could be vegetarian, a lot could not. And if you're a vegan and you want to argue against the likes of a Nick Gonzalez and his clinical experience and those who have followed, go ahead. Good luck to you. You're not going to win that argument. But we do agree, eating, as Liam said, lower on the food chain, making meat the garnish as opposed to the whole cow every day, that kind of thing. You're probably going to be better off. And some people on the meat-eating side, the Weston A. Pricers, are going to hate me for what I just said.
Well, listen, I've always been the guy, and in too, where you kind of just say, look, do what's right for you. And I really like the term, and I guess something that's growing, called flexitarianism. And in this article here from Green Matters, they say that right now one-third of Americans are now considered flexitarian, which means that they're trying to incorporate more plant-based meals into their daily eating routines, But they do still occasionally have, you know, meat and fish and things of that nature.
Right.
I kind of like that. That works
well,
for me.
And this is where I'm at. I'm not a flaxitarian. I know some of you heard that. No, that doesn't mean you only eat flax seeds. It's flaxitarian.
No.
Open your ears. Flexitarian. And, you know, this has been my goal and role in all of the things we share about health, freedom, healing, liberty, even on a dietary perspective, is I had to learn the language of my body, the symptoms that, you know, they're the responses to what I put in my body. How do I feel? Do I feel energized? Do I feel good? Do I feel sleepy? Do I feel cranky? Is my belly hurting, right? And what did I put in it? Now, this could be done from thought perspective. What kind of media are you being bombarded with? But in terms of food, that's the flexitarian way, in my opinion. I don't know if they're saying it in this way, but they're saying one-third of America is now flexitarian. Listen to your body. It will tell you what to eat. Once you've cleaned up your act and the symptoms that you get are actually honest and they're very close, they're local. In other words, they're immediate in response to what you're doing. When you're chronically ill, when your digestive system is corrupt, when you're deficient in selenium and chromium especially, then the reaction to the food you put in might not be accurate. So go organic or the organic equivalent quality, clean up your act, detoxify your liver, drink clean water, echo water, molecular hydrogen, and then those symptoms will tell you exactly what you need to eat when. You'll be so sensitive, you'll know it before you eat it, not after.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, y'all, having a great time. Really, it was an amazing discussion with Jonathan Emord. He's been busy of late. We haven't had him every week because of parental duties as well as traveling off to places. We've been doing a lot of different shows, but we make it go somehow. The voice of health, freedom, and healing liberty. I'm not alone. Y'all are that voice, too. As is Jonathan, as is Super Don, and all of you all watching and listening. So thank you for being here. Once again, links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Super Don, last night's show got banned on YouTube, but it was because of Yes Roundabout again. Was that it?
Yeah, it's fixed now.
Oh, okay, it's up again. And there was a 6-minute interview we did with our new best friend, Melanie.
Yeah.
At Redmond's Heritage Farm Store. She's a big fan of the show, too. We love Melanie and hope to do some more there. So thanks. Shout out to our friends at Real Foods, the real salt people. That's what I shall say, Redmond. And hopefully we can do more with them, too. So let's see. What are we going to do with our finale? You all know about the Tampa area lecture at Abby's on the 28th, I said, or is it 29th? Now I can't remember. But y'all figure it out. We'll have it in the notes hopefully tomorrow. I think we're up on. I think we're good. We can end it now. Should we just tell Eric we're done and walk away?
Yeah, we're done.
No, we won't.
Yeah, dead air for 7 minutes. No, here's an interesting story that I saw this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not quite sure. I mean, listen, we've covered a lot of stories, and there's been a lot of stuff in the news over the last several months about the Me Too movement.
Okay.
And we saw a lot about this, you know, during the Kavanaugh situation. And, I've been thinking that all along that eventually there would be some negative stuff that would come out of this, maybe another side to the Me Too situation. Because, listen, we don't advocate for women being mistreated. I mean, of course we don't. And there are situations and cases where that does take place. But I think it went way too far, and I think they jumped the shark in a huge way. And I think this next story here might illustrate where it's gone so far that it might be having a negative effect on whether women
will get CPR and have
their lives saved. Because men now apparently are afraid to give women CPR because they are afraid of being accused of sexual assault.
Yes, hashtag unintended consequences or hashtag intended consequences if you think they meant to do this to us. Because much of, you know, what we have in our culture because of this fear that's been ratcheted up that, my gosh, if you touch one another, it immediately means sexual assault. That you now disconnect people from what's so important in terms of human touch. affection. I'm not talking about sexual necessarily. I'm talking about the ability to interact. You know, if you go back to the psychology days, you learn about Skinner, B.F. Skinner, experiments that were done, horrific experiments on children, even like, you know, or monkeys. They did this with monkeys. They put them in a cage with, they immediately didn't get their mothers. They couldn't have that human or monkey-to-monkey touch. Or they put a chicken wire shape of a monkey. And then they had a chicken wire shape of a monkey covered in some kind of cloth that was softer. You know, they experimented and they saw, my gosh, how the aberrant development when you lack human touch. And, of course, the fear of one another, the fear of intimacy. Again, I'm not saying sexual intimacy in this argument. It's just human intimacy, the ability to connect with another. This hashtag MeToo movement is just destructive of that. Now, this is not to say there isn't legitimate, hey, men have gone too far, and some women. But the idea that now you have to cut off all contact, people are afraid to touch one another because of this. This now comes to that, I guess, that logical extreme that, my gosh, if a woman needs CPR and the man is there in the room, he's afraid to do it. Is this made up? Is this real? This is, you know, a mainstream news source, apparently, that's claiming that, indeed, some men are just, well, you know, I can't do this because they're going to end up saying I was assaulting this woman.
Well, researchers from the University of Colorado surveyed people on their attitudes in the wake of the Me Too movement. Interviewees said, among other things, that they feared being accused of inappropriate touching or sexual assault in the event that, say, a woman fell over with a heart attack. Men were twice as likely to cite this fear as a reason for not administering CPR.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
I don't even know what
real
to say. You know, I mean,
is
there something to it?
Yeah, we have to use our discernment, our discrimination. We've got to find folks that we can trust. Trust, I know, is a tough word. But you got to find your tribe. And I don't mean to be tribal to the point of excluding all others, but you got to know. Here's the way I talked with Paul Barataro about this last night after the show. We love everyone. I mean, we're instructed to love everyone, but doesn't mean you want to take everyone into your house. The liberals don't get it, but yet they do, because they don't take everybody in their house. And the idea is to find those you can interact with, and you won't have to assume, my gosh, every touch means something else. Okay, folks? That's it. That's what we're leaving you with tonight. Tomorrow, heading into the weekend, the power to heal is still yours.
Scott Bell Show.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.